Hey, everybody. Dan, the Charlie Kirk Show. Is it the decline of Trump or the decline of something else? It is history. Trump is in trial right now in the courtroom. We explore and explain. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA, the nation's most important organization at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Become a member. Lots of people are becoming members. People ask me questions directly every Friday, and you can become a member at members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Happy Monday. It is the 15th of April. It is tax day, and this is a historic day. You got to write it down. This is a day that not a single person in this audience has experienced before. We've been teasing this out. We saw it happening. In fact, this is why we got so worked up in August of 2022. In August of 2022, I remember it vividly. When they raided Mar-a-Lago, we said, oh, they're going for it. This is the final warning salvo. In my opinion, the raid of Mar-a-Lago was one of the most glossed over news stories, outrageous news stories heading into the disappointing midterm election of 2022. When they raided Mar-a-Lago, the federal government was telling us and demonstrating, Donald Trump, if you run for the presidency, if you cross that Rubicon, the gloves are off. Now, I woke up very early this morning, watching Morning Joe, MSNBC, and they made it seem as if this was going to destroy Donald Trump, that this was going to humiliate him, that this would finally be the thing that took him out of the game. The way that they are framing this is that this will be a humiliation trial, a show Soviet trial. And we call it a show trial intentionally, but the way that they are looking at this is that this is finally going to break Donald Trump, that this will finally collapse his support. When in reality, that's not the case of what's happening here. The more you attack Donald Trump, the stronger he gets. He is anti-fragile. He grows stronger in the face of opposition. If you know anything about the history of Donald Trump, from getting the convention center approved to renovating the Commodore Hotel, to buying the Plaza, to the Woolman Rink, to fighting bankruptcies, Donald Trump has always been somebody that has thrived on opposition. Not everybody is wired that way. Obama certainly is not wired that way. He is conflict averse. Biden is certainly not wired that way. But Trump, he gets power. He gets energy the more tension there is. Let's go to Morning Joe right here, where they are building this up. Donald Trump is in the courthouse. History has begun. Play cut 10.
Donald Trump is in the courthouse right now. I mean, history has begun as the first former president to be enduring, to be facing a criminal trial under a gag order. You know, the way this is described, this trial is this hush money case about hush money that was paid to Stormy Daniel.
Let's continue and cut 11, please.
There are two people who will be testifying in this trial who were the closest to Donald Trump in his life, the closest to him in his business, the closest to him during his campaign, and even the closest to him during part of his presidency. And those two people are, the last part has to do with Hope Hicks and also Michael Cohen. And they will be testifying in this trial. And I personally know that's especially triggering to to Donald Trump, especially testimony from Hope Hicks. Then you also saw Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal. These are embarrassments for him, especially in front of his wife, Melania. There's been a lot of reporting about how the women who hold Donald Trump accountable tend to trigger him the most, make him the most upset, unhinged.
They are slobbering over this. They can't get enough of it. The essence, the theme of the coverage of the Trump trial from the mainstream activist media is that this is going to discredit Trump. They believe that by putting Trump on trial and convicting him, which is almost a guarantee, hate to break it to you, it is a rigged jury, it's a rigged trial with such weak legal arguments, hard to even spend time on it. But they believe that this will finally disqualify and discredit Trump from the presidency. But we know that they're wrong. The New York trial doesn't discredit Trump. Instead, it's discrediting one of the only effective institutions America has left, the criminal justice system. Americans think their Congress is corrupt. Their military is a joke. Their business elites are greedy. Their schools are insane. Their religious leaders are immoral. But largely, they've continued to trust our police and our court system with jury trials. But now, Alvin Bragg is putting a president on trial for a completely novel charge. Trump is accused in state court of covering up a federal crime that he's never actually been charged with. This is Kafka-esque stuff. This is unprecedented and transparently politically motivated. This case would never be brought against anyone except Donald Trump. The left, that left's hatred and their desire to hold on political power forever in perpetuity is that they will destroy everything in America for the sake of getting their target. So this will not discredit Donald Trump. This will only make Donald Trump stronger. Poll after poll shows that Donald Trump is gaining momentum in the battleground states. Poll after poll shows that Donald Trump is increasing in stature and in power. Very, very early, even before Morning Joe, I caught this. It's 3 a.m. Arizona time. They tell you the whole ballgame. They think that by indicting Trump, this is going to hurt him politically. They are willing to use the once sacred, dare I say holy, American criminal justice system as a political weapon, as an attaché of the Biden campaign, to do the work that a super PAC would do. They know that they are unpopular. They know that the current opinions that they hold are not in alignment with the American people. So what is there to do? We're going to try to add a soundbite that now they have to introduce Donald Trump as convicted felon Donald Trump. Convicted felon Donald Trump. Play cut 20.
Yeah, we've never seen anything like it, obviously, in our nearly 250 years of former president in the dock, in effect, for criminal charges. We've seen, obviously, Donald Trump in court a lot in the last couple of years, but these have always been civil trials and motion hearings and all that kind of thing. Now, for the first time, a jury will be seated to hear whether or not the former president and the putative future president, the one who wants to go back to the White House, is in fact a crook, is in fact a felon. It's a moment of accountability, a moment to prove the old principle that no one is above the law, even a former president.
He continues in that interview to say, this election is going to come down to a handful of votes in Arizona, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania. And a convicted felon against a president very well might make the difference. They want to append the label of convicted felon. They want to repeat it endlessly between now and November. It's going to take a lot of brute force from this program, the Charlie Kirk Show, from you to push back against this. Look at how the bloodbath hoax spread into the zeitgeist. Do not underestimate the power of propaganda. Do not underestimate. When you say a lie enough, all of a sudden it becomes a truth, or at least something that people accept. They don't like Donald Trump because he's constantly on offense, that he represents people that they want to forget, that he is a legitimate existential threat to the American oligarchy. And they're putting him up on trial for business records requests. Alvin Bragg has downgraded 52% of all felonies to misdemeanors in the calendar year 2022. And yet he goes out of his way to upgrade a misdemeanor to a felony. Why? Well, it fundamentally goes all back to this. They can't stand that Donald Trump is not politically correct, that he doesn't follow their rules. They can't control what he says. They can't control what he thinks. And because of that, they must make an example out of him. And today, on April 15, 2024, you are living through something that no American has ever lived through, an American president standing trial. Remember as a kid, your parents and grandparents making you try all the vegetables on your plate, or when they coaxed you to eat fruit instead of sweets? That's because they knew what was good for you. And it's truer today than ever before. You need to eat your fruits and veggies. There's no substitute for a healthy diet, but there is balance in nature. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Eat your fruits and veggies every single day with Balance of Nature. I started taking Balance of Nature the day I decided I was ready to feel better. Are you ready to start? Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use promo code CHARLIE to get the special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-246-8751. That is 800-246-8751. And use discount code CHARLIE or online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off. It is much harder to build something than it is to destroy it. It doesn't take a lot of talent to destroy things. Any four-year-old can get a hammer and start destroying things. The American justice system has always been the envy of the world, that you can get a fair hearing. That regardless of your background, regardless of where you come from, that a jury of your peers will more times than not rule justly. This is why the founding fathers put so many amendments in the United States Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, around how we administer trials. I'm trying to find my constitution. It's around here somewhere. My Turning Point USA Constitution, which is why you should all support Turning Point USA, by the way. Fifth Amendment. No person should be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless present of indictment of a grand jury. Sixth Amendment, the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury. Seventh Amendment, the value in the controversy shall not exceed $20. The right of a trial shall be preserved. Eighth Amendment, excessive bail shall not be required, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted. Five, six, seven, eight. Four out of ten of the Bill of Rights. Of the amendment, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, ratified in 1791, were about the criminal justice system. Why would the founding fathers spend that much time, that much focus on the criminal justice system? Because it is the ultimate exercise of state power. If you do not have rights for a defendant, if you do not make the state prove themselves, if you do not have checks and balances, they will lock up political opponents. We've mentioned this time and time again. It is so much harder to build than to maintain it. Usually, we mean that in terms of things like prosperity, but applies just as importantly to civic and social institutions. One of the biggest reasons the U.S. criminal justice system was trustworthy is that it was used in a mostly fair way for such a long period of time. Think about the story, the book that so many American kids are required to read. And it has been criticized by many people, but I really like it, To Kill a Mockingbird. To Kill a Mockingbird, I think we studied it two or three times when I was in eighth grade and sophomore and senior year. It's a terrific book. And the essence of To Kill a Mockingbird is, with proper representation, the truth will set you free. Truth and justice are the immune system of a country. And currently, our immune system is under attack from within. It is an autoimmune response, and our immune system doesn't know what to do. And when you disable truth and justice, you become weak and crippled. But once you smash something to bits, you can't just go, oh, that was a mistake. Now the system is nakedly politicized. And here is the essence, and we called for this from the beginning, and I'm very disappointed in our Republican attorneys general. I got to be very honest with you. The buried lead here is, why did we not retaliate? We called for outright retaliation as soon as Alvin Bragg did this. Why did the Attorney General of Alabama not do an investigation into the Southern Poverty Law Center? Why have we not done criminal investigations into BLM? The temptation on the right will be to retaliate, but we've resisted that temptation because we think that the American justice system is still something worth preserving. It doesn't exist anymore. It is now simply an exercise in political power. You can't just sit there and let your guys get thrown into prison constantly. Peter Navarro is wasting away in a federal prison. They're trying to throw Steve Bannon in prison. They're putting praying grandmothers into federal jail. They're trying to put Donald Trump in prison. Why have we on the right not retaliated? It's the same reason that we've seen, let's just say, excuse after excuse, because our side is not quite yet ready to win. But that's what it's going to require. It's going to now require, I don't celebrate this. I don't rejoice in this. I don't like this. But if you think you are going to win the long-term political battle by just saying, oh, shucks, those guys have really overreached power, the American people are going to wake up. You do not understand the politics of power. If the other side is willing to put you in jail and put leg irons on you and put handcuffs on you, and our side is only willing to write op-eds, we will lose. It's time for us to start to use handcuffs and leg irons too. Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. What an unbelievable start to 2024. We had last month saving babies with preborn by providing ultrasounds. And we're doing again this year what we did last year. We're going to stand for life because remaining silent in the face of the most radically pro-death administration is not an option. As Sir Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, and we're not going to do nothing. Your gift to preborn will give a girl the truth about what's happening in her body so that she can make the right choice. $280 can save 10 babies. $28 a month can save a baby a month all year long. And a $15,000 gift will provide a complete ultrasound machine that will save thousands of babies for years and years to come. And will also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. Call 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229. Or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is charliekirk.com and click on the preborn banner. Also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. I'm a donor to this organization. They're terrific. Go to charliekirk.com, click on the preborn banner.
It's a remarkable thing. I really would love for the Democrats to answer at some point, and they won't. Is it worth it? Is it worth destroying the American justice system, and what is going to come next just to get Donald Trump? I'll be very honest with you. It makes me support Trump even more. It makes me double and triple down and say, boy, if they're really willing to shred the holy, the American justice system, if they're really ready to obliterate the sacred, there must be something to this Donald Trump. The more they attack Trump, the stronger he gets. The more they throw at him, he is anti-fragile at the core. Here's Donald Trump live from, not live, but just recently from the courthouse. The audio is terrible here. I think they intentionally have the audio awful. Can someone get a microphone closer to him? This is just moments ago. Play cut 14, please.
This is an assault on America. Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it. Every legal scholar said this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. It doesn't deserve anything like this. There is no case. And they've said it. People that don't necessarily follow or like Donald Trump said this is an outrage that this case was brought. This is political persecution. This is a persecution like never before. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country. And it's a country that's failing. It's a country that's run by an incompetent man who's very much involved in this case. This is really an attack on a political opponent. That's all it is. So I'm very honored to be here. Thank you very much.
I think that might be one of the funniest closes to a press conference in American political history. The guy is a former president in a city that he largely helped build, facing prison time on a complete fake indictment. And at the end, he says, I'm very honored to be here. Thank you very much. Remember, he's under a gag order. Remember that. And how you're able to gag a defendant who's running for the presidency is a direct assault on the First Amendment. But let's not bury the lead here. You see, most conservative media, they're going to spend their time on the podcasts and the broadcasts and all that. This is how terrible it's happening to Trump, and here's why. We'll do that, but you're missing the second part, which is they feel they can do it because there's no cost to them acting like this. We as conservatives act as if this is an 80-20 Democrat country. We as conservatives act as if they outnumber us 100 million to 10 million. We act as if they are the majority. Last time I checked, we have Republican attorneys general in Arkansas, South Carolina, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas. Ken Paxton is doing a great job. I wrote this piece for The Federalist, and it's worth resurrecting. Back in August of 2023, how should Republicans respond? This is to the Fulton County deal. Indict the left. This is what everyone should be talking about today. And these Republican attorneys general, I have spoken to many of them. I've confronted them. And I've said, can you show me your indictments of people on the left? Oh, well, we're suing the Biden administration. That's fine. I can have a bunch of law clerks do that. I need courage, and we need you to use political power to go after these people. For example, the Southern Poverty Law Center. For decades, the Southern Poverty Law Center has collected revenues well in excess of its spending. In 2022, it's collected $140 million and spent just $110 million for a surplus of nearly $30 million. The SPLC's lavish headquarters has been nicknamed the Poverty Palace. Even other, more principled liberals find the group completely loathsome. In 1996, one of them called SPLC founder Morris Dees a fraud and a con man. In a 2019 piece, former staffer Bob Moser said the group was, quote, ripping off donors and was essentially a con. Well, where is the SPLC? Where are they headquartered? Sacramento, California? Seattle? Portland? Chicago? New York? They're headquartered in Alabama. So I asked the question, where is the war room in the Alabama Attorney General's office? I think it's Steve Marshall. I've talked to him. Nothing. Doesn't do anything. Office investigating the SPLC the way New York investigated the NRA and destroyed the NRA. Do you know the NRA via Letitia James had a war room dedicated to destroying the NRA? That's all they did all day long. Have we started to fight fire with fire? No, because our side are spineless and weak. How many times do we have to see our guys, our team get arrested, go in front of trial? Before we say, well, we have to wait for November. Yes, November matters a lot. I'm dedicating my life to winning in November. Why don't we use current prescribed political power to make them understand there's a consequence? If you are under attack, you have a right to self-defense. Our movement is under attack every single day. Navarro is in prison. Donald Trump facing 700 years in federal prison. Bannon is waiting for his prison sentence. I could go on the list after list after list after list. They disassembled the NRA. They raided James O'Keefe's home. They're trying to put Rudy Giuliani in jail. They're trying to put Mark Meadows in jail. Can you name a single prominent Democrat? I'm waiting one that is currently facing a serious criminal legal challenge. Can you name one? Name one. Not to mention in the state of Michigan, they're trying to put alternate electors in prison. In Nevada, they're trying to do the same. And they're talking about the same in many other states. People that legally signed a piece of paper, just like what's happened in 1960, to be alternate electors, and they're trying to destroy these people's lives. And that is all done by state AGs. And the Republican state AGs say, well, I don't have criminal jurisdiction. Well, then work with the local DA and hand them the goods and usher this thing and shepherd it through. Peter Strzok, Anthony Fauci, Lisa Page, Hillary Clinton. Shall I continue? The left funnels billions of dollars to universities and bureaucracies to implement their agenda. Why can't we spend a few million hiring extra lawyers in red states to protect our freedoms? The Democrats also actively try and disqualify lawyers who defend the victims of their lawfare. And so, yes, you should be outraged that Donald Trump is in prison, not in prison, is in court today. They're trying to put him in prison. You should be outraged about it. But then you should be motivated and ask the question, why is the opposition party taking it? You see, the way I'm talking is considered to be radical. It's not how the high society people operate. I'm going to list every Republican attorney general, and I know many of them, and I have gotten nowhere. For example, Sean Reyes in Utah, Austin Knutson in Montana, Steve Marshall in Alabama, Ashley Moody in Florida, Todd Rokita in Indiana, Brenna Burt in Iowa, Chris Kobach in Kansas, who, you know, talks a really good game. Where are the indictments, Chris? You're going to fight fire with fire, or is it just more lawsuits? Lawsuits are fine. That's old school, man. You realize the left has, they have graduated past lawsuits into direct criminal action against political opponents. And so we have a choice. We keep on seeing our best people, our most loyal, hardworking, high integrity people keep on getting marched to prison. And we say, well, that's really bad. That's really sad. Or we do something about it. Or Lynn Fitch from Mississippi, Alan Wilson from South Carolina, Treg Taylor from Alaska, Tim Griffin from Arkansas, Chris Carr from Georgia, Douglas Moylan from Guam. That'd be an interesting one. Raul Labrador from Idaho. Tried with him. Russell Coleman from Kentucky. Liz Merle from Louisiana. Andrew Bailey from Missouri. Again, some of these people are doing some other good work. They're suing Biden and they're doing other stuff. That's not the point. We need direct criminal action against, for example, BLM. Let's cue the Jeopardy music. How many top-level BLM officials have been indicted? Ready, set, go. None. None. Mike Hilgers from Nebraska, our favorite state. John Formella from New Hampshire. Drew Wigley from North Dakota. Dave Yost from Ohio. Genter Drummond from Oklahoma. Marty Jackley from South Dakota. Jason Mieres from Virginia. Patrick Morrissey, who wants to be governor. They all do. From West Virginia. And Bridget Hill from Wyoming. You know what AG stands for? Aspiring governor. If these people really want to become governor, where is the fight? It's because our side, I get it. Our side actually takes the law seriously, and it seems to be unprecedented, unseemly, to use the law as a way to then, reciprocate against the attack on Trump and our entire movement. But when the left gets radical, we must return in kind. Stop it, is what we must say to them. Stop it. You do not deal with terrorists with strongly worded letters. It must be mutually assured destruction, M-A-D. Otherwise, we're just lambs to the slaughter. And all these people, these AGs, well, you don't understand. We're suing here and we're suing there. We want people in jail. That's the only way we can respond. I can go through the list. They try to put O'Keefe there, Giuliani, Meadows. Can you name a single top-level figure on the left that is facing the law, even like an inch of the lawfare that our side is? Of course not, because we don't do that. Because we're better people. Again, but we're going to be lovable losers. They're going to obliterate our movement if we don't do something about it. So yes, we can get fired up about Trump in the courthouse. The question is, why don't we have Hillary Clinton in the Arkansas courthouse? Why don't we have BLM in the Kansas courthouse? Because we don't have the political will. We'd rather lose.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Let's go to Cut 20.
Yeah, we've never seen anything like it, obviously, in our nearly 250 years of former president in the dock, in effect, for criminal charges. We've seen, obviously, Donald Trump in court a lot in the last couple of years. But these have always been civil trials and motion hearings and all that kind of thing. Now, for the first time, a jury will be seated to hear whether or not the former president and the putative future president, the one who wants to go back to the White House, is in fact a crook, is in fact a felon. It's a moment of accountability, a moment to prove the old principle that no one is above the law, even a former president.
I wanted to play that piece of tape again because it's so powerful that they want to try to add the label on as convicted felon. One of the most important realizations that you can come to is that there is no opposition party, but there is an opposition movement. Those are two different things. There is an opposition movement, and you are part of that movement. And Donald Trump is the symbol of the opposition. He is not politically correct. Donald Trump does not play by their rules. Donald Trump wants to shake up the neoliberal order of adventurous foreign wars and the southern invasion happening every single day. Donald Trump understands that this country is in slow motion collapse. But as far as an opposition party, you do not have that. You've not had that for quite some time. And look at the FISA vote last week. The FISA vote is a perfect example of how this document, the U.S. Constitution, does not matter to them. A vote to get a warrant and a majority of Republicans, majority of Democrats and a sliver of Republicans, to be fair, said no. Warrant? You mean from that old document, the Constitution? That's outdated. We need to make sure the FBI is a super government, which is what they've done. And in the midst of this high velocity information war that we are in, the Democrats are unafraid to use political power because there is no way Republicans will do the same. There's no way that the BLM leaders would ever be indicted by the AG of Mississippi, or that there would be an SPLC commission investigating everything in the SPLC in Alabama, because you don't want to be called racist. There's been some good work by the Missouri Attorney General to go into some of the transgender affirming care stuff, but not nearly enough. And it's, some people say, well, Charlie, we have to get through this election. You see, that's where you're not looking at this correctly. This should have happened a long time ago. And now Donald Trump is out on an island. Where are the Republican AGs having his back? I'm not talking about some sort of letter. Oh, we have your back, Donald Trump. This is an egregious abuse of power. You see, you're arguing as if the other side cares about standards. You're arguing as if there is an agreed upon transcendent value system that we still live under. This is pure power. There is no right or wrong. There is no good or evil. It's whoever is in charge gets to determine what is right. That is the lesser understood concept of 1984 written by George Orwell, is that truth will be decided by whoever's boot is on the other person's neck. And that truth is not objectively explored and discovered and seen, which has been the Western ideal, but truth is declared by the party. And so when we make these arguments, oh, this legal case is outrageous and all this, the left chuckles. They say, you think we care about truth? We care about power. And Donald Trump is a threat to that power. Imagine if a Republican AG went and actually did one of these indictments. You'd be a hero. You become governor of whatever state you're in. But there's something they're afraid of, or they're cautious. And well, we can't do that. It's a little bit too much. The Michigan Attorney General, they're not afraid. They indicted a bunch of Trump-supporting senior citizens who were alternate electors. They don't care. That is part of the hero's journey on the left. Manhattan is literally an island of totalitarianism right now this morning. So how should we respond? You can respond by complaining, which our side does very well, wringing our hands and hoping it gets better. Or we can realize that we're still actually a majority of this country. We have a majority of states, majority of AGs, and maybe it's time for us to use the political power that we have ignored for quite some time. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.